We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, graceful viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. A satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. Please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 56 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, channel 16 on Parabolica, Bella Vista, and channel 44 on Villavision de Villamayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on ASO Parabolica, Tunal, Cable Company. In Boyacá Real, El Encanto, El Luján, Consolación, Palo Branco, Europa, La Liliquia, San Joaquín, and Santa Elenita, channel 43 on Teleboyacá Real Cable Company. In Candelaria, La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 89, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5, La Serrera, channel 51 on CIMA TV Cable Company. In Angativa 21 Barrios, channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Paraguay, in Bayemi, channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. And in Orqueta, channel 32 on Damoa SEA. In Asunción, channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguasu, channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguasu. In El Andaria, channel 41 on TV Cable El Andarias. In Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 26 on Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and on Variants on SiatSat. Channel 56 on Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 in Buea on Medium Network Service, MNS. In Kumba, channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Mongolia, in Hoth Province, channel 21 on Han Altay Cable TV. In Eldonet City, channel 26 on Shartangle Cable TV. And channel 50 on Chimor Cable TV. In Soubbator, Selim Province, channel 30 on Mini-Mongol. In Dahon, Oul Province, channel 8 on Dahon Broadcasting System. Channel 14 on Khal Cable Company in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision channel 47, Orange Cable Company channel 65, and channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. In Ututh on channel 21 through the cable provider Gumnarin. In Ondohan City in Inti Province channel 23 on Sonbo Company. In Sunshine City in Dongor Province channel 25 on Sun Power Company. And in Mandagrove City channel 12 on Hohorf Cable TV. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Poland, channel 68 on Neostrada TP Television. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Nationwide on channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Shanghua Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on Netwave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV. and Channel 95 on Yongjia-Le Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Longya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Qinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingchong Cable TV. And in Taitung County, Channel 106 on Tongtai Cable TV. In Xiaoyi County, Channel 97 on Kuoshong Cable TV. And in Puozhou City, Channel 90 on Taiyang Cable TV. In Xiaoyi City, Channel 97 on CYCCA TV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Douliu Township on Jialan Cable TV and Channel 108 on Yongchang Township on Peikang Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, an Indian eye care facility is the recipient of the world's largest humanitarian award. In cultural news, women in China play active roles in educational, scientific, and health affairs. In literary news, a Belgium writer wins a prestigious Swedish prize for children's books. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, April 15th, is the birthday of Iceland's fourth president, Her Excellency Vigdís Finnbogadóttir, born in Reykjavik, Iceland. Her Excellency was the world's first democratically elected woman head of state and was re-elected three times. In office from 1980 to 1996, Her Excellency is a well-respected public figure. After her presidency, Her Excellency was designated as a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, Goodwill Ambassador for Languages, and presides over UNESCO's World Commission on the Ethics of Scientific Knowledge and Technology. Her Excellency is a dedicated advocate for cultural diversity and safeguarding youth. In addition, Her Excellency is a committed spokesperson for the environment, especially in regards to reforestation and halting desertification. In 1997, she was honored with the UN Food and Agriculture Organization Ceres Medal for contributions towards food security. Our respectful appreciation, Your Excellency Vigdís Finnbogadóttir, for your devoted efforts to help create a more flourishing and abundant world for all. We wish you a very happy birthday with cherished ones.
Fly-in news. Hundreds buried following China quake. On the morning of Wednesday, April 14th, a 7.1 magnitude tremor followed by several aftershocks struck China's western Qinghai province, claiming at least 400 lives and causing injury to more than 10,000 people. With the majority of damage occurring in Jegu town, the devastating quakes had sent the area's primarily ethnic Tibetan residents fleeing from collapsing homes made of earth and wood.
Still trapped were at least 60 people inside a vocational school, as well as a primary school where young students were just about to start classes. Broken gas pipes sparked fires, and a nearby dam was reportedly cracked, with people voluntarily evacuating for fear of floods. Soldiers have been dispatched to help people who are frantically trying to dig out victims with their bare hands, while the government announced that 5,000 tents and 100,000 coats and blankets were being rushed to the area.
Conveying her deep sorrow and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai pledged $15,000, asking that our nearby association members please go when possible to offer help to the most vulnerable, such as the orphaned and elderly without caregivers. This amount could obtain $105,000 in emergency supplies purchased in the United States based on China's cost of living.
We thank the officials, soldiers, rescue teams, and all individuals working to save lives, as our gratefulness also goes to Supreme Master Qinghai for her concerned support. Our sympathies for the lives lost as we pray for the quake-afflicted people's protection, and that our world may soon be freed of such tragic circumstances through humanity's more uplifting, eco-conscious lifestyles.
Heavy rainfall impacts Somalia. On Tuesday, April 13th, areas near the town of Johar in Middle Shabelle region, Somalia, were inundated as the River Shabelle burst its banks following the start of persistent seasonal rains. Local agencies reported that around 12,000 people have been affected across numerous villages, with as much as 7,000 hectares of freshly sown crops destroyed by the flooding. Residents of Mandir, which has received assistance from local officials and an NGO, said they were safe despite being isolated by the waters, while the community of Bulo Ahmed worked to stem the river flow.
Meanwhile, in neighboring Bay region, residents of several districts are returning to their homes for the first time in months due to the rains replenishing a previous drought situation. We thank the local officials, agencies, and residents for your support to aid those in need. Our prayers for the swift stabilization of all the Somali people's lives as we strive to minimize such extreme events through our gentler care for the environment.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Australia donates funds for education in Solomon Islands. To help further an initiative of the island nation that seeks to provide fee-free education for children, Australia is contributing $2.8 million US toward the cost for 145,000 students. During a recent visit, Australia's Parliamentary Secretary for International Development Assistance, Bob McMullen, stated, "Australia is delighted to be working closely with the Solomon Islands government to support progress towards the Millennium Development Goal, which aims to give children everywhere the chance to go to school." Australia is also providing over $300,000 for infrastructure repair, as well as supplying food, water containers, and protective tarpaulins to residents affected by recent Cyclone Yululi. Heaven's blessings, Your Excellency and Australia, for your kind contribution that provides assistance as well as opportunities for the Solomon Islander children. May their lives be abundantly graced with laughter and the joy of learning.
To secure all vulnerable nuclear materials around the world.
Progress at Nuclear Security Summit promises a safer world. On April 12th and 13th in Washington, D.C., USA, leaders from 47 nations came together in a meeting hosted by U.S. President Barack Obama to make steps toward a shared vision of a nuclear-free globe.
While this summit's focused on securing nuclear materials, this is part of a larger effort, the comprehensive agenda that I outlined in Prague last year to pursue the peace and security of a world without nuclear weapons. Indeed, in recent days, we've made progress on every element of this agenda.
As President Obama encouraged all nations to sign the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Morocco also called for a nuclear-free Middle East. Meanwhile, U.S. and Russian negotiators agreed to be rid of weapon-grade plutonium by 2018, while other countries pledged similar measures individually or in collaboration with one another to ensure that nuclear components are used for peaceful means and not to harm.
Along with the START Treaty signed with Russia last week, we've made clear that the reductions that are going to take place between our countries are going to be real, transparent, and legally binding.
On Tuesday, April 13th, attendees arrived at a consensus agreement on a communique that pledges better stewardship and national security for nuclear weapon components. The agreement also seeks the commitment of individual states in ratifying nuclear conventions set forth by the United Nations, as well as allowing the UN International Atomic Energy Agency to inspect sites where nuclear material is stored. At the summit's conclusion, President Obama thanked all the participants as he commended the progress made through their unanimous agreement on the communique.
We have the opportunity, as partners, to ensure that our progress is not a fleeting moment, but part of a serious and sustained effort. And that's why I am so pleased to announce that President Lee has agreed to host the next Nuclear Security Summit in the Republic of Korea in 2 years.
And thank you for all colleagues for supporting Korea to host next summit in 2012. I assure you I will do best to make next summit a success. So I hope to see all of you in Korea. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Our respectful appreciation, Your Excellency, global leaders, and all participants for these noble initiatives of peace, wishing all nations continued progress as we step toward the goal of a fully harmonious world.
It is increasingly clear that the danger of nuclear terrorism is one of the greatest threats to global security.
We're going vegetarian and then vegan is because I'm an animal lover and I don't want to contribute to any harm of any animal.
Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine celebrates 25 years of promoting compassionate goals.
I'm John Sally. Be veg, go green, save the planet.
Hi, I'm Jolie Fisher. Be veg, go green, save the planet.
In a star-studded event, the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, or PCRM, a nonprofit organization promoting preventive medicine primarily through the plant-based diet, held their 25th anniversary gala, The Art of Compassion, in West Hollywood, California, USA. The gourmet vegan dinner event celebrated prominent doctors and noted individuals working together for ethical and effective medical practice, research, and health.
This is Supreme Master Television from Los Angeles, California, USA. We're at the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine's 25th Anniversary Gala, The Art of Compassion. Congratulations on 25 years.
Yeah, well, thank you.
What growth have you seen in the health of America or the health of the world?
Well, when you look at kids, 1 in 3 is overweight. Another 1 in 3 will get diabetes. 1 in 5 has an abnormal cholesterol level. The good news is there are more people who are aware than ever before and are trying to eat in a better way. Plant-based diets, they're good for everybody, and especially good for kids because it helps them to stay slim and healthy.
Guests attending the veg-friendly gala included Hollywood stars, famous authors, and high-profile personages from government and media.
Why do you feel the PCRM is important?
I think it's important for the public to know exactly what it is that they're eating and how it's affecting their health. And PCRM is a group that people can trust. These are all doctors who are getting this information out there and registered dietitians and nutritionists.
They are the voice of reason. They speak with great authority. And research and passion.
The Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine has made great progress. They've persuaded 150 labs not to use animals, and that's good.
Both in saving animals and saving humans. And they were very active in promoting the Heimlich maneuver, which of course saves a lot of lives.
In addition to charity auctions, an awards ceremony was held to recognize extraordinary efforts in expanding compassion. The 2010 honorees, all of whom are vegan, were American cardiologist Dr. Baxter Montgomery, American actress and author Mary Lou Henner, American actress Alicia Silverstone, Australian actress Portia de Rossi, and American television personality and comedian Ellen DeGeneres, who accepted her award in person earlier this week. Throughout, the gala resonated the clear message that the vegan diet is key for a brighter future.
Nothing tastes as good as healthy feels. Change your palate, change your life, and you just have to learn to love the food that loves you.
I do believe that animals have feelings and that we shouldn't be eating them or torturing them.
Once you don't eat meat anymore, you can't imagine how you could ever have done it.
This is Supreme Master Television from Los Angeles, California, USA.
Hats off Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine on 25 years of medical excellence while simultaneously raising awareness of the health-generating vegan fare. May everyone be similarly inspired to foster wholesome and elevated lives for all.
Hi, I'm Dr. Neil Barnard from the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. Hello to all my friends from Supreme Master.
Hi, I'm Rory Friedman. Be veg, go green, and save the planet.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet.
Lowers blood pressure.
Lowers cholesterol levels.
Reduces type 2 diabetes.
Prevents stroke conditions. Reverses atherosclerosis. Reduces heart disease risk 50%.
Reduces heart surgery risk 80%. Prevents many forms of cancer. Stronger immune system.
Increases life expectancy up to 15 years. Higher IQ.
Saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming. Uses 4.5 times less land to grow food.
Conserves up to 70% clean water. Saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land.
Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production.
reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year.
Stop 80% of global warming.
Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Dog saves caregiver from and survives snake bite. When Kay Harrison stepped outside after hearing canine Sammy's continuous barking, the 8-year-old jumped in front of her, preventing her from taking another step. As Ms. Harrison heard a rattle, Sammy, who stood between her and the snake, was bit. Ms. Harrison said, "She saved my life." Sammy was rushed to the vet for treatment and survived. Bravo, and our salute, Sammy, for your fearless courage in protecting your beloved caregiver. We are glad to know of your recovery, and may God bless you and your human family with many more cherished times together. For her brave and selfless actions, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Sammy with the Shining World Hero Award, along with $500 for vegan snacks.
His Eminence Khensur Kebje Lhati Rinpoche remembered. Lhati Rinpoche, a rare scholar and practitioner of Tibetan Buddhism, passed away peacefully on Tuesday, April 13th. He is said to have awoken, informed his attendant that it was time for him to go, and then entered into a meditative state. Lhati Rinpoche was a leading master of the Tibetan Gelug, or Yellow Hat sect, an abbot emeritus of Gadan Sharzi Monastery in southern India. A rare scholar and practitioner who became a monk at age 10 and had completed his studies in Tibet, he taught Tibetan Buddhism to young lamas at the request of His Holiness the 14th Dalai Lama. Our deep sympathies to the loved ones and associates of His Eminence Lhati Rinpoche for this loss of a respected teacher of Tibetan Buddhism. May his soul peacefully rest in the Buddha's infinite light.
Save our planet. Thawing permafrost releases nitrous oxide. A recent study by scientists at the University of Copenhagen in Denmark has found that the greenhouse gas nitrous oxide is released as permafrost in the northern hemisphere thaws. Identified as the third most predominant greenhouse gas by the United Nations after carbon dioxide and methane, nitrous oxide is 310 times more warming than carbon dioxide, and its release into the atmosphere creates a feedback loop that accelerates global warming.
Previously, scientists had thought that permafrost thawing did not release nitrous oxide in large amounts, but this most recent study, conducted on core samples from Greenland, indicates that as the soil is resaturated with meltwater, nitrous oxide production increases to 20 times its natural levels, with a third entering the atmosphere.
University of Copenhagen scientists, we are grateful for your observations that add to our knowledge about climate change. May such awareness motivate us all to act now while we still can to protect our precious planet.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has often expressed her concern regarding the melting of the Arctic permafrost and also urging actions to halt it, as in this July 2008 video conference with our association members in the U.S.
And you see, if it's not cold and even all the permafrost, which is the cold, hard mud layers, will be melted also. And then the gas from the permafrost also will be released. So it depends on how many people join the vegetarian diet. The more vegetarian people, the less killing of the animals, the more time we have to rescue the planet and the lives on the planet. So everybody have to join into the vegetarian diet and stop the killing, stop the harm to other people and the animals, and save energies every way possible and go green wherever possible, then we still can save the planet.
Save our planet. During the annual Boao Forum for Asia, Danish Prime Minister Lars Løkke Rasmussen meets with China's Vice President Xi Jinping, where the two leaders pledge continued cooperation on addressing climate change.
Save our planet. Swedish researchers find that fish swimming in treated wastewater contain high levels of human hormone medicine residues, resulting in their inability to produce young.
Save our planet. With warming temperatures leading to increased sensitivity to harmful chemicals, a study conducted by the UN Environment Program is further evaluating the impact of climate change on the effects of persistent organic pollutants, or POPs.
Save our planet. Following COP16 talks in Bonn, Germany, around 175 nations agree to hold two additional week-long meetings in preparation for the November Mexico Climate Change Conference.
Hello, I'm Rio the Rhinoceros, and my diet contains no animal products. I'm here with a tip on getting to know our globe. One way to encourage your children to learn about other people and countries is to display a world map in your home. That way, when they hear about a location on television, radio, or in a book, they can easily find where it is. It's a fun way to become familiar with all the amazing places on our Earth. Thank you for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. And thanks for tuning in. Now the weather around the world.
In humanitarian news, an Indian eye care facility is the recipient of the world's largest humanitarian award. Aravind Eye Care System will be presented with the $1.5 million Conrad and Hilton Humanitarian Prize on April 20, 2010, by the Conrad and Hilton Foundation, based in California, USA. The award is given to organizations making outstanding contributions in bettering the lives of others. Every year, Aravind performs approximately 300,000 free and subsidized eye surgeries for the disadvantaged. It operates 5 hospitals in India and manages another 4. It also has a research laboratories and a training and manufacturing center. Moreover, Aravind is setting up 7 eye hospitals. Bravo Aravind Eye Care System on your wonderful work and recognition. Heaven bless your compassionate services to many. And may all people be graced with vibrant health in body, mind, and spirits.
In cultural news, speedy economic development helps to enhance the lives of Chinese women. At an international conference on women at the United Nations New York, USA headquarters, Ms. Meng Xiaoxi, president of the All China Women Federation and vice minister of China's Ministry of Culture, said economic growth has provided unprecedented opportunities in her country. She stated that women now play positive roles in educational, scientific, and health affairs, among others. Our many thanks, Vice Minister Meng Xiaoxi and China, for your sincere efforts to promote equality. May your nation's citizens be greeted with promising and bright futures. Coming up, the author of over 35 children's books is honored by Sweden. Well, thank God for the abundant gifts in our lives. We'll return soon. More alleviating news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, illustrious news for a celebrated world. In literary news, a Belgian writer wins a prestigious Swedish prize for children's books. Illustrator and author Miss Kitty Crowther has been chosen to receive the Swedish government's 2010 Astrid Lindgren Memorial Award. Miss Crowther has written or contributed to over 35 books for youth. The prize, along with more than $690,000, will be presented to her in a ceremony in Stockholm, Sweden, on June 1, 2010. Mr. Larry Lampert, who heads the selection jury, stated, "In Kitty Crowther, we found an artist and storyteller strong in her humanity and sympathy." Our heartfelt congratulations, Miss Kitty Crowther, on your fabulous award. May you have many joyful years to continue enriching our world with your enthralling depictions.
Let's enjoy a joke told in Persian, entitled, Why?
از این نفر میپرسن چرا پرنده زمستون از شمال به جنوب پرواز میکنه؟ میگه آخه من امتحان کردم پیاده خیلی راه.
And now for our viewers' heartline on a miracle, heroes of sustainable printing solutions on Golden Age technology.
Mercer Color has been using AmeriCal products since 1992. Everything you have shown in the AmeriCal interview is 100% true. I have researched green and sustainable techniques since 1989, and there is absolutely nothing that comes remotely close to what AmeriCal is doing. They are the best in the world. Viewer from the United States.
Eco-conscious viewer, thank you for your informative note. It is fantastic that AmeriCal is providing such environmentally friendly products. And many more companies adopt green practices for a healthier earth. With heaven's light and our best wishes.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area, so please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May heaven's love uplift and illuminate you.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The OLAC Caesar Vietnamese One Heart, One World charity art program raises nearly $550,000 to assist people with disabilities in areas that include job development, healthcare, and scholarships.
U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama makes a surprise stop in Haiti on her way to Mexico, where she speaks in support of the country's rebuilding and spends time with children accompanied by Haitian First Lady Elizabeth de la Tour Preval.
Meeting in Oslo, Norway, visiting Polish Foreign Minister Radoslav Sikorski and Norway's Foreign Minister Jonas Gahr Støre agree on cooperative initiative to mutually reduce nuclear weapons.
The American Academy of Pediatrics calls on the help of physicians as well as parents to curb underage drinking and protect children from the adverse effects of alcohol.
After intruders abandoned Turkish cargo vessel Yasin C, officials confirmed the safety of all 25 crew members.
Diagnosed with a painful neurological disorder, 16-year-old Mackenzie Barup of Georgia, USA, finds relief in reading and collects 30,000 books to give to homeless shelters to brighten other children's lives.
Indian and Pakistani Prime Ministers Manmohan Singh and Yusuf Reza Gilani exchange greetings in Washington, D.C., USA, while Pakistan's Foreign Minister Sheikh Mahmood Qureshi affirms the importance of the country's peaceful relations.
Ms. Mariah Jensen of Iowa, USA, spends $1,000 to rent an 80-foot crane and rescue scarlet macaw parrot Joby, whose three nights in a tree ended with his safe return to her grateful arms.
During her visit to Haiti, Colombian musical star Shakira offers comfort to earthquake survivors as she pledges to build a